This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're now 20 minutes from the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. That is right. Just one commercial break in the 5 o'clock hour. And on the other side of that, we'll take a look at the top news stories of the day. We'll get into a rim session, then LA Live. Right now, it's Chief with an edition of the finest. Here's Eric.
Ask and you shall receive Gavin Dawson. Greg Rosenthal tweets out earlier this afternoon some news. Bill Belichick will be one of Brady's roasters on the Netflix show this Sunday.
Go.
Add him to the list. We got a bunch of rookie roasters up here. Going to be interesting to see how they perform. I hope the writer's room is pretty damn deep and talented for my Bill Belichicks, my Drew Bledsoes, for my my Rob Gronkowskis. Also, adding to the news here from Rosenthal, noted Boston man Ben Affleck, listed as probable. He's probable on the injury report. That tells me he better suit up and gosh dang play.
We don't want him.
There's nothing more embarrassing than being probable on the injury report than you don't play.
Ben, show up.
Don't be soft on us, Ben. Show up in that Dunkin'. He better show up in that Dunkin' jumpsuit with his shades on.
With J-Lo.
With J-Lo.
No. He's showing up because he's trying to get away from J-Lo. That's why he wants to do this. He seems like he wants to get away.
Anything to get out of the house. Sure, of course.
He just looks beaten down.
I wonder how good
he's shown.
Well, yeah, he's got alcoholism and, you know, narcotic issues.
Just withdrawals
that are well chronicled. I just want to focus on Belichick. His preparation, his dry sense of humor, his delivery, it is built for it. I think he might be able to write his own jokes. I think his passion and contempt for how Tom made it all about him, you know, sowed some pretty petty seeds that could be beautiful joke plants.
Yeah, I'd like to think, you know, Belichick, you mentioned like his ability to prepare, you know, and his strategy. You know, he's jotting down like, hey,
dude,
here's some, like, just giving some notes over to the writer's room. Like, put something together off this. Here's something to work off of. Tighten this thing up for me. Bring it back. And then just let's see if he can execute, really.
He's building a joke board. You know, he's stacking them up. He's got his joke stack.
Yeah.
He's ready to go over here. That's a good one, though. Who's going to be the roast VP? I do think it could be Bill. I also do feel...
Of the non-professional roasters? Of like
the non-professional, like the former teammates. I think Edelman's going to have this in the bag.
Oh, Edelman will be great.
Edelman just is funny.
Yeah.
And I hope he does some impressions.
Got to think he will. That'll
is
be
Randy
good.
Moss doing
Yeah, because
this?
Usually, like, that's the thing of the roast is, like, everybody's there is also going to take some strays at some point. You know, you're all going to get a little bit of this.
True.
So, you know, like, Edelman will bust out a Belichick, and he'll be busting on him a little bit. So, like, that's going to be – this is appointment television for me, and I can't wait to see, like, who the pros are with this because we still don't really know who the professional – we know Jeff Ross, Roastmaster. Kevin Hart's hosting, so obviously he'll get in the mix on this. But then who is it going to be? Obviously, Lucius throwing out Bill Burr the other day.
Makes a ton of sense.
That better be a part of this thing. But these roasts are always awesome. And seeing Belichick in the mix here, I think that's a win for everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's great, but if he sucks at it, then we'll just make fun of Bill. You know, either way, it's a win-win.
I'd like to see what maybe Giselle or her tennis coach could have to say about it.
Oh, you know,
this is no holds barred.
Wow, is it tennis coach and jiu-jitsu guy? Was she double dipping?
Jiu-jitsu guy. Yeah.
No, I
wouldn't surprise.
Who knows?
Maybe,
man,
we get Antonio Brown in the
mix. These country club tennis dudes, these silver foxes, man. You got to be careful. Oh, wifey's playing tennis. I don't know about that. I'm showing up to that practice. How about this as news? And it's kind of surprising that it's the Raiders that are being evolutionary from this standpoint. This feels like a businessman Jerry Jones idea. And maybe they'll jump on board here, but looks like the Raiders have announced the first ever Raiders fan cruise, and it'll be setting sail next March from the Port of Los Angeles.
I love this idea. This is brilliant, and I can't believe Jerry hasn't already got this going for the Cowboys.
The once-in-a-lifetime cruise experience will take loyal Raiders fans on an interactive football-themed adventure featuring Raiders alumni and multiple events and activities. So part of the experience, you'll have a chance to connect with some of their favorite players while enjoying all the amenities of a world-class cruise ship. The trip is going to be featuring Raiders-themed experiences for fans and alumni, both on board the ship as well as at the various ports of call. So, I mean, you're talking about welcome aboard and farewell parties, meet and greets, group dinners, beach party, down memory lane, highlights, presentations, John Hancock's, and photo opportunities, among other things. So this feels, I mean, the rabid nature of a Raiders fan. I mean, how many people are going to be walking around that cruise ship wearing nothing but swim trunks and then spiked shoulder pads and face paint?
Yeah, I'm with
that.
That
is going to be debaucherous. Yeah. I mean, a cruise ship of Raiders, that's like going to a prison and just allowing the prisoners aboard and then you go set sail. Like, what's going to happen? The debauchery, the videos that come from social media on this. I kind of hope that there's not too much of a storm, but, you know, one of those where you got umbrellas and stuff flying around. And
we got Raider fans being thrown around.
You're probably going to have bar fights, I imagine. Oh, it'll set the record for the most bar fights in this particular cruise line's history.
They have like a little prison jail cell area, right, for folks that are acting a little bit. But like you almost got thrown in there, Walchuck, right? And then you said, hey,
I'm
the woolly bully. And they were like, oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, I just showed them a little bosom. They let me on my way.
Yeah, that's always a go-to move, man. It's not just a party trick. That thing can get you out of some trouble. But this seems pretty awesome. If there was a Cowboys version of this, Walchuck would be first on the list. This would become, your wife would hate this, because this would be the yearly family vacation. It's already set in stone. I don't need any suggestions. We're not going on your dream trip, honey.
Sorry.
We're getting back on the Jerry cruise ship. Maybe it's his yacht. Maybe they pimp out the yacht and...
Might have another kid if he goes on a cruise.
Gosh, yeah, that's true. Walchuck will be running up some numbers.
You can't put him in this.
It'd be
Philip
Rivers all over again if this happens.
Every year he'd have a kid.
My life.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe Raiders fans are getting ball sacked here, though, and it's one of those deals where the local authorities have putting out something that the people can't resist, and when they arrive, they'll be like, well, the bad news is you're all arrested. There is no cruise.
This is all a big setup here.
Yeah.
I do like that idea. Or this ends up being like the Fire Fest of cruises. These Raiders fans are like, dude, this is an absolute disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if Emmitt Smith is going, you're all over that, Woolchuck. Oh, that would be like a dream vacation for you. What's the level of player that, like, this is must attend?
See, that's the other thing, too, is, like, I'm not signing up for this until I know who the alumni are.
Okay.
Like, are you about to throw Darius Hayward Bay at me? Because if that's the case, go bleep yourself. You're going to have to pay me to get on that cruise ship.
It's Reggie Kinlaw, Jacoby Ford, Willie Gault. And then others is what it says. So I don't know if it's Jamarcus Russell's.
Willie Gault was a problem in the original Tecmo Bowl, by the way.
That's gone.
I want some Howie Long up in here, dude. I'm not going on that cruise. I want some
Tim Brown.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, maybe Rich Gannon makes an appearance.
And if
Jerry
Rice, if you're a major legend, what's your appearance fee to sit on a boat for 5 days with these guys?
Oh, this one's seven. So
right.
Gosh, I mean,
$10,000 a day.
Yeah. What's the per diem here? Obviously, I'm getting the unlimited drink and food pass. I mean, that's just built in.
You cannot pay Dawson enough. Dawson's on a boat. He can't like.
The 105 through the fan cruise ship experience where Tolos could come and hang out with us for a week.
Dawson couldn't stand up and say, I've got a daughter, and just leave. And so he can't leave the boat. Oh, no.
That's a get out of jail free card for Dawson, the same way that the nipple
money.
Flash is for
there's
the bully.
There's not enough money for Dawson to do this 105 through the fan cruise.
I threw out a number. And I thought that was a genuine day? Number. Yeah.
I swear.
I think that is a good one.
We would all
start at 10.
We would all meet for breakfast and you would like, oh, damn it. I can't believe I agreed to this. I can't believe I agreed to this at all.
I appreciate your jokes, Brian. I do think that number might be low, though.
It's funny because it's true.
That's the roast of Gavin Dawson.
I goes, oh, I can't believe I did this damn thing. Why'd you let me talk? Why'd you guys talk me into this thing? Oh, I can't believe this.
I'm going to give him one damn hour. 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then it's off.
This can be a more just rabid, ridiculous cruise ship than even what the Grant cruise was a couple of years back. You know what I mean? Like, this is, this is going to be a little bit dangerous here. Definitely an 18 and up. You're going to keep the kids home for this one.
Dude, I bet Max Crosby would be in on this if it's over the summer or something.
Mad Max.
Mad Max would be down.
That would be pretty cool. Okay, we also, I saw that
John Gruden will be the captain.
Oh, the gosh.
That boat will hit an iceberg for sure.
Let's just sprinkle a little misogyny and racism onto this boat. Why not? Man. Here comes John Gruden. I saw this little excerpt.
Let me ask you this about, were you ever worried? I've never been on a cruise. Were you worried about the boat breaking down and you just floating around out there?
I really wasn't.
Of course.
I really didn't have any concerns once I was on
it. It always looks like just such, when those things happen and like there's people are, you know, peeing and pooping in the hallway and there's no water and it just sounds like a disaster. I mean, it's
like the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
There's so many of these out there. Like, you hear about the one that it happens to, you know, but the majority all set sail and they're fine. So I really had no issues.
Mark,
zero
on your Scantron for false. That thing is.
I was good.
That is not.
It was pristine.
I don't know.
Shout
about
out to Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
Maybe if you go on a, you know, this Raiders.
Oh, we've lost power. We can't get you for 5 days. You know, and you're seriously.
That's a Mark Davis. Hey, if Mark Davis is footing the bill for this thing, everything's on the table.
Oh, damn, there's a goose out here. I'm not going.
The plumbing
anymore.
Was a little off, but we had a good time.
Yeah, the plumbing was off. We ran out of food.
The electricity was a little shaky at times. This is the 432, I believe, Big E saying, this is a literal pirate ship. That is what it is. That is what it is. It's going to be. Now, I saw that from Sports Illustrated here. 2 weeks after landing the ex-Viking Kirk Cousins, the Atlanta Falcons were still evaluating Michael Penix and the other quarterbacks. Their assistant general manager, Kyle Smith, led a small group of Falcons scouts to Seattle for the Huskies' March 28 Pro Day after Penix ran in the 4.5s in the 40-yard dash on his twice surgically repaired knee. Smith texted the general manager and said, he just ran fast. This guy's going to go quick. And so that was part of the reason why they're like, man, that quarter, you got to have, nothing's like, dude, your quarterback's got some speed here. That's the defining characteristic of this quarterback going to be a really good player. He's a fast runner. So, you know, I mean, that's the ultimate Raiders move right there. Like, who's the fastest guy? Boom, we're going to take it. At the quarterback position, that's the thing that they were like, yeah, the box we need to check with Penix is just making sure that he's fast. And then we know he's going to be a really good quarterback.
Wow.
That's just
interesting.
I'm trying to figure out who's dumber. Sean Payton on, the backpack, what was in the backpack there and the gym bag. Oh, my gosh, you have gym items in your gym bag, Bo Nix. You're going to be a Bronco. Or the Falcons saying, hey, our quarterback, he's got speed. That's all we need. Go ahead and make sure we take him at 8.
Total package.
Yeah.
Might be a cheat code.
One better in Tennessee at Caesars Sports wagered $100 back on April 6th on the Falcons taking it. Just like, I know the Falcons are going to do the dumbest thing possible, and that's take a quarterback with their first pick. It was 100-1 odds. So he won 10 G-Bos on Thursday night with the Falcons doing the quarterback draft.
Good hit.
How about the city of Detroit just treating the draft like it was a world championship parade? Like, there was almost a million people at our Rangers parade.
Yeah.
There was just about exactly the same amount of people at the Rangers victory parade as there was people at the draft in Detroit.
Okay, I think that explains why Jerry Jones loves the salary cap, because every team gets to go on that ride last year that invigorates them and gets them spending money. I mean, that's hundreds of millions of dollars that those 250,000 people represent. I did think it was kind of pathetic, to answer your question, Chief. What about it? I was like, wow, you're doing all this for a draft just because you won a couple playoff games, okay?
The love of the draft.
Yeah, man, it really is the love of the draft. I mean, they doubled up. You did have Nashville in 2019 with 600,000 people, but for the most part, you're seeing, like, in Chicago, 200,000 people, Philadelphia.
Green Bay next year.
250,000 people. Yeah, we'll see what Green Bay, everybody in Green Bay is probably going to stop down for this one. That'll be the whole population.
They don't have enough hotels for that Green Bay, I don't think.
What is that, 70,000, 80,000 people there? They get everybody in town to come?
Yeah, 90.
90?
90,000. Yeah, 775,000 people in Detroit showed up to that bad boy. So it was absolutely popping.
I'd do the draft up there, Wolchuk, if we would.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
Do it in the parking lot at Lambeau Field. That'd be freaking
cool.
Cook
out.
Yeah.
Make some brats.
A lot of brats.
Let's do it.
A lot of brats.
Hell yeah.
How about Javon Baker?
The Patriots. Touchdown maker.
Yeah.
Nice work, fellas. Did you guys see the quotes he had? Like, the personality is through the roof with this dude.
The Cowboys like Javon Baker quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, he's now a Patriot.
He's a better version of Tolbert. Yeah. That's who he is.
Oh, okay.
UCF.
Yeah, he's a better version.
He's a good player.
He's a better version of Tolbert.
Well, when asked,
same type of player.
He's probably screwed because he's going to New England now.
What should you tell Patriots fans about your game? He said, quote, come to the home stadium and bring your popcorn. That's all I can tell you all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
Okay.
I think everybody in the room was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, like
I can sell
like,
ice to Eskimos.
Yeah, but also, like, that was...
Tell that to Madonna.
You really wasn't expecting that one right there. But I thought that was a pretty impressive quote there from that dude. He's definitely confident in himself.
He
and
is.
if he can work miracles like that, I mean, my gosh. If you're in a wheelchair, you're going to be watching some Patriots games this year, crossing those fingers. That's for damn sure. Can Baker get me a touchdown?
He can feed thousands.
Sounds more like Jesus than a Baker.
Yeah, it's the green line. Yeah.
Take those loaves of bread and fish and make some things out of that.
How about this one from Caleb Williams? Now, the Bears drafted a punter, and of course the punter came from Iowa.
Yeah,
you know, they do tight ends and punters better than anybody.
Actually, had more punting yards than they did offense that year by 1,000 yards.
Yeah, most punts in the history of the NCAA.
Torrey Taylor, he gets drafted as a punter to the Bears, and he said that he had already received a text message shortly after being drafted by the Bears, and it was from their new quarterback, Caleb Williams, and it simply read, Hey, you're not going to punt.
Hey.
Yeah, there was about six Y's at the end of that. Hey, you're not going to punt too much. I believe that was the introduction. It wasn't like, hey, Torrey, welcome to the team. It's great to be a teammate with you. It just reads simply, hey, you're not going to punt too much. I thought that was pretty good. Here is Roma Dunze, the other top 10 selection in the first round for the Bears on 670 The Score in Chicago. Listen to this interaction. He's the new big name wide receiver, and they asked him a hard-hitting Bears history question.
Oh, no.
Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many does he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In the career, man. He played in the 50s and 60s,
Welcome
bro.
Welcome to our world, Rome. Welcome.
That is a bad world to live in right there. It's a huge indictment on just the quarterbacks that have come through the doors there in Chicago.
So
but that'll be an easy thing, relatively easy thing for him to exceed if he ends up meeting the expectations. Him and Caleb Williams, I mean, that could obviously be a dynamic duo for the next decade.
That's a tough question, though. They should ask him something much easier, like, who's your favorite Bear of all time?
Yeah.
You know, something super easy to answer.
It's funny you say that, Dawson. Here's our newest first-round pick, Tyler Guyton, longtime Cowboys fan, joining us in the G-Bag Nation shortly after being selected in the first round of the Cowboys.
I just had a feeling that it was going to end up being Dallas just because of the lineage and how God works out for people to do good things, man. And I had a feeling I knew that it was going to come true.
A favorite Cowboys player of all time? Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Okay. Do you get tired of people talking about how
Dawson, you saved him, man. Dawson, you saved him for sure.
I'm a Cowboy. I know they like to talk. They like to talk about us. But,
that's my guy.
We're coming to win it this year. I don't care. We don't care what it takes. I can thoroughly say that. That's what I'm bringing to this team. And no matter what anybody says, they got to see us first.
That was phenomenal, dude.
Good recovery.
I thought we were all we were all laying out right there. That was quite the pregnant
pause. Dawson did a lifeline.
If Dawson didn't jump in to save the day there, yeah. I believe we'd all be still waiting on the phone line for him to answer that question.
Tyler? That was great, man. Kid out of Austin, right? Big Cowboys fan. Yeah.
Lifer.
There's just so many to pick from. You know, sometimes sure you're, is. You know, paralysis from overanalysis or something like that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on.
We got to run.
Just said Tyron Smith. What the hell?
Yeah, there you go.
The Expressway on the other side. Rim Session 5:30. LA Live coming up at 5:40, and we're back in the Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time to hit the expressway. We'll take you commercial-free to the top. I'm trying to find the MLB scoreboard, but somehow my computer got stuck thinking it's in the UK when I was using my VPN. And so I uninstalled the VPN because I couldn't get it to turn off, but it still thinks I'm in the UK. So it's been tough to navigate London American calling. Sports side today.
Just getting peppered with a bunch of Bundesliga
Would
stuff.
Would you like some fish and chips?
Yeah. If I go,
I'd love me some fish and
if
chips.
If I go to ESPN.com, it's like, oh, you must mean ESPN.co.uk. And here, let me tell you about the Premier League and cricket. And
who's up in cricket? Is there any test matches coming up?
I don't know.
Well, you're on it.
I know, but I don't even know what the abbreviations stand for anything. I would just butcher it.
Would you?
But I can tell you, Mike Trout is having a worse day than me, if that is possible. Angel star Mike Trout requiring surgery on his knee. At the GM. Announcing today details of the severity of the injury unknown, including which knee it is, but it's not expected to be season-ending. 32-year-old leads the majors with 10 bomb skis, having a strong bounce-back season after being limited to 82 games by a broken hamate last year. So it's tough. You know, it's just it's unfair, you know, that he has not been able to dominate the way that his talent should allow him to. But, you know, that's... It's part of sport, and of course, nobody knows that better than Kristaps Porzingis, who is hurt, and he is going to be out for the foreseeable future, at least game 5. But there is some good news. it was a non-contact injury. Looked kind of scary last night, especially the way he limped off the court. You're like, dude, did he just tear his Achilles? Could Porzingis be out for like 15 months? Apparently, he just turned his ankle a little bit. It happened a few possessions before that. I guess it just got to a point that he couldn't tough it out any longer and started limping more significantly. But this is the deal when you mess with injured players. And I talked about this when Porzingis was a Mav. You know, even when times are good, you're like, crap, is a weird injury going to happen? And the next thing you know, at our most important moments, we don't have him. And he's had a winning impact a lot of times. When he's making his three, he's a winning player, I think. But I would just wonder how Celtics fans feel about that now. You know, you get in bed with injured player and they're not reliable in the most important times.
Yeah, you always cross your fingers that you can get a little luck on your side when the fit is so well. And you've seen Porzingis fit great with the Celtics this year, just running through the league, it feels like. But anybody who really knows the Porzingis roller coaster, you know it's inevitable that something's going to be shaken up here. So we'll see if they can get him back. But yeah, it's hard to feel sorry for him. I mean, the track record is there.
Sorry, not sorry. You knew it.
Yeah.
We told you.
It was just brilliant how the Mavs were able to get out from underneath that contract and make something positive out of it. It's unbelievable that the team that traded everything for Porzingis, did that deal with Porzingis, let Jalen Brunson go, can still be at this place where it feels like, maybe outside of Denver, they have a good chance of making the finals in the West as good as anybody. So much of the buzz in town today. I don't know about you guys, but all my buddies, if I see them, they're talking about either the Mavs or the Stars, and especially after last night, it's the Stars. And now coming back home for Game 5, Do you guys think they figured out what it's going to take to beat this team? How much do you trust them that they're going to advance now? Should feel great. An 8-1, you're coming home with 2 of the 3.
I feel very good. They're playing much better hockey. I mean, I think that they've really played better hockey. That's the thing that scares me. Like, I felt like they outplayed him in game 2 and lost. You know, that's what you deal with this Vegas team. You can outplay them for 57 minutes.
Yeah.
You have a 3-minute span of bad hockey where you're turning the puck over. They can score 2 goals on you.
Yeah.
And that's the difference in the game. So that's why, like, man, I don't want to be a fence rider because we are on here to give opinions. But I really don't feel like with the Mavs, for whatever reason, I have no concern. The Mavs are winning this series, in my opinion.
Hmm.
The Stars, I'm still very nervous.
Yeah, me too. I mean, my goodness, it's just one of those deals where it's the opponent, man. I mean, Vegas, as you said, even when you play a better game in the analytics, I know like Buchagross was on with Sean and RJ talking about everything about this series tells you that the Stars have been the better team, but you're sitting there tied up. So it's like, does that give you confidence or does that concern you that even when you're playing better than them, they can still find ways to win in the margins? That's what champions do. Yeah. So like, this is going to be one of those series that until it's over, I'm not going to feel great about it.
The problem you run into is sometimes these teams, when they don't have to deal with all the distractions at home in the playoffs, family, what time are you going to go to the game? Do we have the tickets? Do we, all these things kind of build up as the series is going along. And the home team, it's always difficult. The visitors go to the hotel. They go to their meals. They have meetings.
It's just hockey. That's it.
And how about you think about a tough place to go and win, not only because of how hard it is to play in Vegas, but the trappings of all the things around Vegas, going out, getting in trouble, gambling, staying out all night.
Especially you.
Yeah. So that to me right there,
Adam's apple,
the Stars handle that so well. But like I say, when you're at home, you have all these things pulling you in 1,000 different directions.
And another layer of pressure where the expectation is that you are going to win this. And when you're on the road, it's like, hey, back's against the wall. It's us against them.
You are going to get Vegas's. I think it's going to be very similar to what we saw with the Clippers coming in here. They lost that game, and the Clippers had to win that game. They had to win that game the other day here.
Well, both of them. I mean, Game 5, right? You dropped Game 5. I mean, all of a sudden now, you're
100%.
It feels like that's the series.
See, this is the thing, too, with DeBorg. He's a Game 7 guy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get beat, but I don't want this thing to get to a Game 7. because you don't know what's going to happen in a game seven.
The games have been so close. I thought the Knights have at times looked like the better team enough to give you concern. Their play style as well, and their ability to capitalize on mistakes, you know, their ability to finish, I think, is better than the Stars. You know, the goalie's been playing inspired. Both goalies have been good. Both defenses have been good. Big day games tomorrow, though. Bally Sports has announced it's going to broadcast the Mavs game on TXA 21 in conjunction with the national broadcast. The game will stream on the Bally's app and ballysports.com. Game 5 of Stars it's going to be on Bally Southwest. First pitch of the Rangers will be on Bally Sports Southwest Extra. So, have fun finding everything. Best of luck to you tomorrow. And with that, let's take a look at an afternoon rim session. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when Jamal Murray can end the Lakers season a bit early and become the first player in NBA history to make a go-ahead shot in the final 5 seconds of multiple games within a single playoff series.
Murray has it on the high right side. High pitch from Jokic. Murray, jumper from 8. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers. LeBron over to Prince. Jumper's no good at the horn. And the LA Lakers can take that L on the way out, along with that whistle. Denver takes care of La La Land for the second game in a row.
Well, if you couldn't tell, that was Denver radio. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Spiro Diaz on the call for the Laker Network.
Yeah, that was definitely not Kevin Harlan on the national TV broadcast. Yeah. But Jamal Murray, man, my goodness, very unique player. I saw Nick Wright point this out on Twitter. 0 All-Star appearances, 0 All-NBA teams, no regular season accolades at all, yet only MJ, Wilt, and Allen Iverson have more 50-point playoff games. And now he's got the championship, and he's got the two game winners here in this series. My gosh, Jokic gets all the love and rightfully so, but Jamal Murray, that dude's a champion.
Super
sure.
clutch. Yeah, and you know, I think I called him one of the overrated players last year. Maybe he's underrated actually, though. You know, with what he's been able to do these last two postseasons in the biggest moments against great teams, great defenses. He's not super big. He's not super fast. He's not an amazing shooter, you know, but he seems to rise to the occasion in these moments, kind of like Siegs.
Yeah, and now we're gearing up for what should be a pretty epic round two series with the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. And I'm wondering, man, did I far underestimate the capabilities of the Timberwolves in this postseason here after the way they handled the Phoenix Suns, sweeping them and really doing it in dominant fashion pretty much every game, just blowing the doors off these guys. Even if it was close going into the fourth quarter, at some point the Timberwolves just ran away with it. And I don't know if that's capitalizing on the Suns just imploding and being just a poor team all the way around. That thing was doomed from the jump there. And the Timberwolves definitely capitalized on it. So this will obviously be a huge test for them. But with the way Anthony Edwards and company is playing, Rudy Gobert is not being played off the court. In fact, Draymond Green is quoted as saying on his podcast, Rudy Gobert is actually not trash anymore, end quote. And that is certainly helping.
The players voted him trash, right?
The Timberwolves. They voted like the most overrated player in the NBA, for sure. But he's not playing like an overrated dude. He's obviously got a tall task now going up against the Joker. But that's going to be an absolutely epic round two series between the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. But all questions now turn to the Lakers and what happens here. And here is LeBron after the game being asked the all-important question.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
So
it's like it is, man.
I mean, had to ask it, though.
Somebody had to ask it.
Yeah. I think LeBron respected that.
Yeah. He
gets it.
Yeah. And Windhorse reported today, like, he thinks that LeBron intends to opt out of his contract because he's got a player option for this upcoming season and become a free agent for the first time since 2018. So that is a domino that will fall, and maybe it's just to circle back with the Lakers, but we know his son Bronny coming out of USC there, entering the draft. If he goes full through with that and doesn't opt back into playing college basketball, then we will see. The draft comes before free agency, so we'll get to see where does Bronny end up. Do the Lakers go all out to make sure they secure him so that they can feel like, okay, we can secure LeBron once more. But if another team gets Bronny, I think everything's on the table here.
Oh, yeah.
For LeBron to dip.
Yeah, I really think LeBron wants to leverage that situation to get the Lakers to take Bronny. But if they don't, I genuinely believe he's flexible and ready to go.
Yeah, the report is that that's their plan as of right now. But it will be fascinating to see what like a 40-year-old LeBron looks like on the free agent market. Because, I mean, we were talking about it off here earlier.
Yeah.
Like you have to kind of have already a well-constructed nucleus. You can't just count on a LeBron coming in here and now you're going to win a championship. He's not that player anymore.
So, I mean, agents run the league quite a bit. I would expect Bronny to go somewhere if he does that is ready to win, that is a great fit for LeBron. It's not going to be somebody saying like, hey, let's get Bronny and then we get LeBron. He'll pull a power move and be like, what the crap are you doing, dude? You know, you're not getting these players. You're not getting this sneaker deal. I mean, that's the power that a lot of these players and their agents wield.
Well, and in cap-wise, I mean, like, who knows really how this all, if this could even happen. But I do feel like the Mavs are one of those teams that's constructed better than anybody to be able to have something like, I mean, the Mavericks, maybe Golden State chases this, like, one last ride. Do Steph and LeBron actually want to play together? That'd be kind of weird.
I wonder if it's too early in the Wemby era to feel like the Spurs can do real winning right now. I don't know, because obviously every year is like must-win championship year when LeBron's on your team. I wonder how he views the Spurs. Yeah, the Knicks absolutely make
a
ton of sense.
Interesting.
So there's going to be options
close
out
enough.
There.
I think once you get LeBron, you trade some other young players for veterans. I think any team that's like in the playoffs, you know, and has good weather, good enough city, I think is in the running for this. And for the Mavs, I mean, that would be incredible because he probably opts out and does a contract so he can play with his son that is more team friendly than anything you could possibly imagine him agreeing to.
And Kyrie, they toyed with maybe getting back together. And we know he loves Luka. He's always spoken very highly about Luka.
Be unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating run up into this. Will be one of those drafts where you're talking more about a guy in Bronny who knows where he ends up in this draft compared to like lottery picks and like the who's going to be the first pick. It's going to be more so like the headline is where does Bronny go? And does he even go in the first round?
Does he go number one?
Well, isn't he keeping all his options open? I don't think he's...
Yeah, he hasn't... I mean, he's got some
portal,
time to bail
whole,
on the draft and go back into college basketball. So that's absolutely on the table.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, very, very interesting. It looks like Darvin Ham probably going to be out as Lakers head coach. And he
Vogel as well, right, with Phoenix?
Vogel with Phoenix, for sure. Somebody's got to fall on the sword for all these teams. It's not going to be the guy who built the team. You know, it's going to be the guy who couldn't figure it out with them, even though a lot these rosters both very flawed with Phoenix and
whoever traded all those picks for Bradley Beal should already have been fired.
That's their owner, dude.
Yeah.
That is...
Matt Ishbia?
Yeah, Ishbia. He's the billionaire dude who wanted to get in the mix and make basketball decisions, and he just mortgaged their entire future. So I don't know what happens there. I think Isaiah Thomas is part of his like little crew. So Isaiah Thomas might be the guy that ends up running things if they kick out James Jones, who I believe is the actual general manager there right now. But Darvin Ham was quoted as saying, if you're coaching a team and one of your starters is like 10 games in a row just essing the bed, what are you going to do? That's a legit quote that's directed at D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
So
he peaked about 6 weeks ago, didn't he?
Yes, but don't tell him that, because after the game he was like, yeah, I'm really glad I played myself, you know, the way I played this season. I got some leverage now, so he's looking forward to capitalizing on that. But everybody in Los Angeles is absolutely sick of him after they saw him, one, not show up in the games, and two, when you did see him, you could see him scrolling on his cell phone there sitting on the bench during a game. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Thank you, sir, for that afternoon, Rimmer. It's time now for LA Live, the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts and soda. Here's Lucius.
Thank you, man.
You got it.
I was confused. I didn't know if you did that or not. I was going to go listen. I really was. I was like, I wonder if he did that. All right, yeah, it is a historic Toxic Tuesday here. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Oh, man. It'll make you dance with some of everything. It's Casey Kasem.
Oh. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again.
from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. Yeah. And then you got to go into somebody dying. Yeah. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last goddamn time I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
It's a Hall of Fame broadcaster
that
right there.
That is a
there.
Hall of Famer.
And we will be talking about a dog dying here in Toxic Tuesday, LA Live.
Where did you find that, Lucius?
On the YouTubes.
The YouTubes?
The YouTubes, man.
That is amazing. I have never heard anything like that with him.
Dude, I love a good broadcaster rant.
Oh, yeah.
Television broadcaster, radio broadcast. Oh, yeah. I love a good rant. When they lose themselves. I love when they lose themselves.
He's such a nice, he appears like, you know, in 1974, you're listening to the top, the countdowns. Yeah. Everything was so nice and
so smooth.
Long distance dedications. Yeah. And
hello, it's Gaines and Gaines.
Yeah.
This is LA Live for Monday, April 30th, 2024. Man. It's a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Who's calling me? Don't call me right now. it's a historic day.
Casey Kasem.
The DEA and our government have decided to reschedule cannabis.
Yes.
From Scheduled one of the most dangerous drugs on the planet, up there with heroin and everything, to a Scheduled 3. Now it's up there with Tylenol with codeine in it. Or testosterone. Let the dollar circulate is what I'm saying. Shout out to all the OG cannabis investors. A new tax bracket coming, y'all.
It's coming.
Did they move up on the news today?
Huh?
Did they move up?
Man.
Yeah.
Just ran. Like, I wish the time wouldn't stop. The market closed at 3. It's like, no, let it keep going. Let it keep going. See how much you got, man. Let's see. G-Bag the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. I went through all of the cubby holes except for Facebook. I've been through all of them, all right? So I've seen everything you got at this point. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, pretty sure you've seen these guys on the streets, the solar panel sales guys. They work hard. It doesn't matter the weather. Here's a man out here during a tornado event making them sales.
Hi, ma'am. It's a whole tornado outside.
I know. I was already
there. Yeah, go on somewhere. We in cover. Well, why are you still standing there, honey? Yeah, go ahead.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you okay? It's a tornado outside.
I'm just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, go home. What's that scooter? Now, this shit don't make no sense. You can't make this shit up.
My man gotta make them sales. I gotta make these sales, bro. He's like the woolly bully. I got a new grill in the house.
Yep.
I got a new mouth to feed or something out here. Hey! Hey!
That's weed. That's weed. They're all half buzzed out.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. This is a Toxic Tuesday. You guys, I did say that. We're going to talk about a dead dog. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. You guys heard of her story yet?
No.
She revealed in a book that she shot and killed her 14-month-old dog.
What?
Mm. Yeah, gave him a Mossberg sandwich, Woolchuck. Did the Lord's work. She is a potential VP running mate for Mr. Donald Trump. She revealed that she shot her puppy, a 14-month-old named Cricket. Hey, damn, how can you name the dog? Then shot it. It's wild. She said this in her upcoming book. It's called No Going Back. Look at that. The book's called No Going Back.
Going back now.
She said the dog won't hunt, and he attacked people's livestock.
in particular, chickens. Yep, she took Cricket on a hunting trip with some older dogs. See if, you know, the old dog teach a new dog how to hunt. And the dog wasn't focused on hunting. Said he was going around chasing pheasants while having the time of her life.
Okay.
Sounds fine to me, right?
Yeah.
Just can't take the dog hunting.
Yeah.
It's not a hunting dog.
It's a dog for the kids to play with.
Yeah, now. It's just not that type of thing. Well, on her way home from that hunting trip, the governor stopped and talked to some family that she knew. Cricket got out the truck and attacked and killed those family's chickens. And apparently bit the governor as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what she says.
It's getting a little more complicated.
Man, that was it for the pup.
I don't know if he did the right thing, but...
Governor said that she hated the dog, and she called it untrainable. It's 14 months at this point, though. It's still a puppy.
Probably not the dog's fault.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what my pop says about me when I complain about the stray that I picked up. Oh, the dog's well, you got to look at the owner.
Yeah.
All right, Dad, let me call you back.
That dog's a reflection of you, son.
The governor said that her family also owned a nasty and mean male goat that smelled bad and liked to chase her kids around. So she decided to do the Lord's work on the goat as well. Gave it a Mossberg sandwich.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. She's proficient.
I mean, very, very proud of this as well. I see her doubling down on these stories.
She's tripling down on these stories. She also wrote in that book that the goat survived the first shot. So she went back to the truck, got another shell, and gave one again.
I had to put a little more mustard on that Mossberg Sando.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you got to get close to some of those shotgun shells.
Oh, what a savage.
God. Goodness gracious.
Is there ever a reason to... kill a dog. Name some reasons to kill a dog, guys. Go.
I mean, they attacked a baby.
Yeah,
they attacked a baby. Got him. Yeah, I'm with that one. If it bites the kids or something like that, it's too aggressive. Yeah. I would think about getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Before killing it, but if I catch it in the act, I don't. You know, I might have to.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the dog that's over barking at ghosts, I can get a little aggravating.
How about a sick dog?
Yeah, sick dog.
But there's nobody even out here, dude.
Sick dog.
What are you barking at?
Sick dog like Cujo?
Yeah, sick like, yeah, it's like, it's, yeah, it's,
terminal.
It's terminal.
It's terminal. It's
cancer. Oh, you about to do it a favor?
Yeah, I'm doing it a favor.
So you're not taking that thing to the vet to euthanasia?
You're just going
to...
Yeah.
Well, he asked about shooting when you would, and if you were out in the country and you're like, you know, I've got a nice little grave area over here under a tree and I could dig that and take care of the dog. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm doing that.
Throw a bone down in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think people from the farm life, like a neighbor of mine... never lets his dog inside, and the wife is always complaining that he's not nice. He's like, well, you know, she's like, he grew up on the farm, so it's basically like livestock to him. It's different, you know. So I think people from the farm are probably like, what's the big deal? As soon as your animal lacks utility, you put it down.
Well, I mean, can you not give it away to somebody else, or maybe to the ASPCA?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know about just loading up the
there's a
piece
way
and
than just shooting your dog.
Bow. Oh, I missed. Bow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it's almost like a way of showing that she's not soft. Like, y'all are the wussification of America. I'm going to show you what a real person does. We shoot animals and kill them.
We kill our
puppies.
We're
not ashamed of it at all. It's like, oh, well, you know, you don't have to be that bravado about the killing.
No.
You know?
She said her daughter came home looking for a Cricket.
There's some unnecessary killing going on.
My God, bro. Where's Cricket? You know. Come on. He's up there with the pearly gates.
She probably didn't lie to her kid and do the out on a farm deal.
No.
She probably told her. She was like, oh.
Yeah, because the dog was on the farm already. What are we going to do?
She also put down two horses. She said that as well, too. So that's a goat.
Horse breaks a leg. I think you got it.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. But still, there's a better way to do this. Yeah.
Oh! What are you doing? Oh!
She's like an animal serial killer up there in South Dakota.
Aaron Hernandez of Farmers. The Aaron Hernandez of Farmers is right here. This lady is proficient.
Yeah, we just had a death in our house.
My God.
Mika, the betta fish.
How did I know this?
The betta fish can live for a long time, but she started swelling up, Mika did, and got as big as a goldfish, and then laid on her side on the rocks on the bottom for, and like, we thought it was dead, but we try to like pick up the bowl to get rid of the fish. It would wake up and start swimming around. Like, it played dead for a good month.
Possum fish.
I didn't know if we should, end
it. Fighting for its life. It was playing dead.
Yeah.
Help me.
Give me some medicine.
I'm sick.
This is not a party trick.
We need to send the doc in.
Yeah. Christy Knoll. She's out here just, Gnome, excuse me. Yeah,
she's the governor from what state?
South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Living out there on that farm, just shooting all her animals.
Yeah.
Arnold, the animal's scared as hell when she come outside. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's the last frontier, that South Dakota, Wyoming area. Yeah. Might as well be Alaska.
Oh, God. Yeah. I had a job offer to go up there one time when I was looking for a radio job on air. PD calling was like, hey, so you ever heard of Billy the Kid? I was like, yeah. He's like, can you do a Billy the Kid impersonation? That's what I need up here.
What?
This is a troll, bro. You call your friend, say, my name is L.A., fam. You want me to go up there and act like Billy the Kid? Get over yourself. So, yeah, that didn't work out.
You would have dominated it. KDKT 1410.
Yeah.
In North Dakota.
KD 1410. This is L.A. Live.
Let's go to the governor. We got her on the phone right now. Governor.
That was awesome what you did out there. Can you tell the people?
Maybe use a rifle next time. Yeah. Seems more humane.
Good Lord, man. Let's see what else we got right here. You seen that Santa Barbara woman?
Seen a couple of them at the time.
Yeah.
Woman in Santa Barbara, she went on a racist tirade against a construction worker.
Uh-oh.
She has been charged. Charged with battery and trespassing, both misdemeanors. She stepped up to a new home being built in her neighborhood, and she had questions. She just wanted to know too much. I'll give you a little taste of that.
Because I was going to say that you have
you
a property.
You are on private property.
That's fine. Okay. And I reported you already.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Sounds good.
I have the right to find out who my neighbors are because I live here. You don't.
Okay, but you don't have the permit to come into a private property.
Oh, arrest me.
Huh? Okay, I can call
it the cops. I live here. I'm American. You're a Tijuanan.
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 I would say, ma'am, you're uneducated.
Yeah, so she did this, and, you know, you can get caught up sometimes. Maybe it's your ambient that's tripping. Maybe you're drunk. I don't know. But there's another video of this same woman harassing somebody else at a park. He was a vendor. Maybe selling, what was that, called elote?
I'll take some elote and some tamales, by the way.
Yeah, look how he was selling that. Had a little bell situation, bing ding ding ding.
Yeah, I like that.
He had a nice little line. Everything was right, and she came up and was like, "You can't be selling out here, sir. Oh, you don't have a permit and all this other stuff. In fact, I'm connected with the law dogs."
Okay, call the police.
Is it problem? What? No, come on.
You're illegal.
But why your problem?
Because you're selling food that is going to make people sick.
But is your house is no.
It has nothing
house,
to do with me. It has to do with the
what
city
happened?
Is arresting people doing it now, and they want you out. They don't want you here.
Okay. Yeah,
they don't want
why
you
problem?
Selling. Because I work for the police department. I do public relations.
Cap.
So do you want me to call the police and bring them here?
No.
I already called them. They'll be here in 15 minutes.
Yeah, bro.
Take your food,
yeah,
put it on a truck, and
problem.
Get rid of it.
What?
Because you're a crook. You're an illegal crook.
Sad. I'm going to get this lady a Good Samaritan Award.
Somebody's grandma right there. Wow.
If I was married to that, I'd borrow the South Dakota's governor's gun.
Come on out here, lady.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Just level off at me. Yeah.
Hey, look at that light right there.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh.
She does sound like she has some broadcast talent, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, I think that lady could host some evening news.
You thought she had some chops?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's quick with her comebacks.
Yeah.
You're a crook.
Smart. You're a crook.
You're not a crook.
You're a legal crook. Guy didn't want any problems, man. He's just trying to sell food.
He's trying to sell food. The other guy was hired to work on I'm building a house.
Yeah.
What you want? You want me to tell you who's moving in? I don't know.
Christ.
I work for this company. Hold up. Trouble, man. Don't get in my way. Hey! I kind of wish that old lady Santa Barbara ran into this man right here because he was cussing some lady out on his live.
Oh.
Yeah.
This lady coming on my say, go back to China. Bitch, I born in
in San Jose, California. I am American, an Asian American. What the f*** do I go to China for, huh? That ain't even my country, bitch. I ain't even Chinese. What the f*** do I have to go to China? Wait, if you tell me to go back, bitch, tell me to go back to f***ing California. I'm in Louisiana now, you hear me? I work in f***ing 70 hours per week. Bitch, do you know how much I pay taxes for that shit?
Yeah.
Most of y'all American that stay the f*** at home and got the EBT and a f***ing unemployment on the welfare and y'all tell me to go back to my f***ing country, who gonna pay the tax?
He just kept going. I had to cut it off at some point. Yeah.
Wow. That's a melting pot accent. So much going on.
There was a lot going on.
I know. I'm like, I want to see this guy's face.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a little Laos. He had a little Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, a little LA. Yeah. A little San Francisco. Yeah. All mixed into one right there. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, that's it. It was a Toxic Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Please don't shoot your animals.
No.
Do not shoot your animals. If you got to get rid of it. And, And let me get this right here because I like to hear this before I play. Oh! That's it for me. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time.
There he goes.
That's Lucius, a great closing song.
Alexander, LA yeah. Live, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, Rangers and Nats coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler will join us for his preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing next here on The Fan. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.